So that's when you
What's
start.
What's your first memory?
I remember building, when my parents were building their house, and the piles of dirt that I would play on.
So you like dirt piles,
I
too.
I love dirt piles, dude. I have photos of me with like a Fisher-Price construction helmet controlling the dirt piles in the backyard. And I was devastated when the house finally got finished.
Yeah, it sucks.
And the dirt piles were gone.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Dirt piles never
I
left.
I know you still have dirt piles. You still love
dirt
the piles.
Dirt piles never left the compound, dude. They stay. Yeah, they, always dirt piles.
And I would hang out at my sister's like softball games behind the dugout, the dirt piles.
There's always a good dirt pile.
Good dirt piles.
There was a place in Havertown called the Skadium.
When my fat dyke sisters played fucking softball. No, I wouldn't say that, dude. Industry, if you're listening, dude, I wouldn't say shit like that. I'm Hollywood now, dude. I'm strictly business. Join the Patreon, or you're not a part of this. You're not part of this family.
I watched,
and that's all we talk about.
I watched the Glenn show.
So can't believe you said dyke like that right
please,
away.
Please,
dude. You got to start taking their hits.
I'll be the fucking body man, dude. I'll be the bag man.
Yes, dude. You got to start taking some hits for me,
for
bro.
Sure. Put whatever on me.
You said dyke.
I might as well, dude. I'm public enemy number one in my class, dude.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about
dude,
it.
Dude, so I'm in there last night. I mean, I was about to talk about the ice pile, the Skadium, and Havertown.
Hit the ice pile first. Hit the ice pile.
It's literally just an ice pile at the Skadium, but sometimes it'd be like dyed pink. So like it was like this weird pile of shaved ice we'd all play on as kids with whatever weird chemicals.
Whatever chemicals make it pink.
Let's go play on the ice pile. Yeah, you catch the ice pile at Skadium. That was awesome. But the dude, last night I'm in class. Thought I was coming off a good week, man. I mean, it's like these classes. Kind of melt the kryptonite to these classes is like, all right, so as soon as you go into a solutions based thing, you're like, so what's like, what kind of solutions you guys cooking up here? I've been here for a year now.
Yeah,
haven't heard anything in the way of maybe coming up with, you know, just tack one at a time.
Yeah,
people are like, that's a really good point, I never thought about it like that. I'm like, okay. So then like, so every, you know, the class ended the last time on a good note, and then this week was religion. So it's Jewish.
Someone's making some
Jewish
fucking...
Jewish and Muslim week, basically.
Yeah.
Christian privilege, dude. Don't you forget, that's a privilege now. If you're a Christian, you're a privilege. That's a privilege status. So it's like, so they're like talking about, they show a TED Talk. Apparently, if you go to school, all they have to do is show you YouTube clips and they can take fucking 40 grand from you. So they just show you TED Talks. This lady comes out. She was like, I am Muslim. They're trying to like not let Sharia law into effect. And like, it's actually like a really cool set of laws and like, it's not bad at all. So like, don't be fucking don't be Islamophobic. You should definitely, be down with Sharia law. It's not that bad. Don't be scared of it. So she's like, and dude, it really was like the worst, most
generic.
Was
she wearing a fucking costume?
Bro. So then she's dressed down. She's dressed down. So this was the big thing. So there's a big, you're jumping ahead to her big reveal. Yeah. Don't take her moment away.
Okay.
So dude, she's like, before I get out of here, there's one more thing I want to say, but hold on 1 second. She just disappears off to the side of the stage. I'm like, all right, she's definitely putting on like the fucking gear. Comes back. It takes actually kind of like an awkwardly long time. Comes back out in the gear, and she's like, are you guys afraid of me? Like, no, you weirdo.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even the full, like, Shredder costume. It was just kind of like, there's like the whole face. Like, she did, like, she came out with Mother Teresa. So it's like, dude, no one's getting bugged on the Mother Teresa.
Come on.
The Shredder costume is intimidating.
The full costume?
Yeah.
They look like the Pac-Man ghosts that chase Pac-Man around?
So like,
that's what happened, dude. That was 9-11. 9-11 was a bunch of Pac-Man ghosts chasing him. After 9-11, he ate the fucking thing that makes him go crush the ghosts.
Yeah,
that was it.
You think the towers got hit and it was like, wee, 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 wee.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, so I'm in there. The whole way over is like they're just collecting pellets all through the sky,
chasing, dude. They hit the fucking USS Cole, was that it? They hit the Cole.
Oh yeah,
they hit a bunch of them, and then finally they hit the mother load.
Yeah,
hit the jackpot. And then the Pac-Man ate one of those dots that makes him chase the ghost. The ghost was like, oh fuck. we chased him, should have done it.
So this lady does that, and then they pause it there. The teacher's like, that was pretty crazy how like she came off and like put the dirt, like the hijab or whatever on.
The durka.
Like, the durka. She's like, that was pretty powerful. Do you guys have any thoughts on that? I'm just in my head like, well, obviously.
Nothing was impressive about what I just saw.
It was like, I knew she was going to go do that, first of all. And it was just, that was like the most uninformative talk I've ever seen in my life. I'm kind of mad that we're sitting here and like, you guys are just showing me fucking YouTube clips. I could do this by myself. I do this by myself and I do a better job at it. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I'm a sin in class. You'd fight them. Dude, it's crazy.
How nice would it be though, like if I could just sit in because I have nothing to lose. Like you can't
if you came can't as
really
a,
come in and be like, you guys are fucking gay.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like,
that, you'd be expelled
for sure instantly.
Yeah.
Even if I was, yeah, not even that. If I was
like to just cause them to frenzy, just to go in there and be like, yo, you guys want to hear a joke?
Oh, I gotta do
just hit him with a racist joke.
I got like sideways. I mean, this is my bad, but like we're talking about Euphoria, and what's the dude's name? Dominant Daddy's son.
Nate.
I was like, dude, Nate's the fucking man.
Nate is the man.
And they were like, what the fuck? And I'm like, when he came back into the party, it was like, I framed a dude. I beat up my girlfriend. Now I'm back.
Yeah,
man. I was like, yes, dude. And Brittany was like, it's fucked up. But yeah, so that alone.
That's why it's funny.
That alone, exactly. But that alone, well, people will be like, whoa, 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 chill. I have a target on my head in this place, dude. There's going to be, like, I'm, you know, I would be surprised. I won't be surprised if I don't make it through the next year.
It's funny. I was trying to think of a good racist joke that isn't totally unsayable.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking of jokes, and none of them are even sayable on this.
Obviously. But dude,
oh man, that's what you should have done. You should have raised your hand in the middle of the anti-Semitism thing and be like, "Hey guys, I just want to alleviate the stress here right now with a good joke. What's the difference between Jews and Santa Claus? Santa Claus goes down the chimney."
Oh, dude, it would be lights out. It would be lights out.
It'd be chaos.
Well, even, dude, even like.
That's not a joke I would say.
For sure not. But my problem that's is like. I would say. Well, my problem is like, dude, this is a
that's
clear.
That's a bad joke I heard once.
What? I
don't stand by that stuff.
Saying racist
that's
jokes?
Junk.
Junk,
that's junk.
Dude. That's fucking junk.
That's a bunch of junk that I don't fuck
Nate with. Nate would do that. That piece
Nate
of
would,
shit, dude.
I hate that white piece of shit, dude. I don't fuck with that junk.